This is your Roots and Rock radio station. I'm Jackie Green, and this is Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Well, I called up the president and asked him where the money went. He told me that it all got spent long before I ever learned to drive. How's that kid? Are you satisfied? Oh, now do us all a favor and go buzz along your modern life. Well, I turned on the evening news. Another white man sang the blues, telling me I'm gonna lose unless we all wake up and choose a side. Come on, son, where's your pride? Well, sir, it's hard to catch my breath when I've been drowning in my modern life. No, you can't fool me. Your Times Square looks like a graveyard. I got a billboard for my headstone and a car horn for my eulogy. But it's been said there's bound to be good times ahead. You might get rich, you might get dead, but either way I'm waiting for a sign. Oh my Lord, you know I'm trying. But it don't feel like easy winning when I'm spinning in my modern life, yeah. No, you can't fool me. Your Times Square looks like a graveyard. I got a billboard for my headstone and a car horn for my eulogy. Yeah. Well, I called up the president and asked him where the money went. Told me that it all got spent long before I ever learned to drive. How's that kid? Are you satisfied? Oh, now do us all a favor and go buzz along your modern life. Oh, won't you do us both a favor and go buzz along your modern life?
All right. Well, he buzzed into the studio here. Roots rocker Jackie Green live at EXT. Jackie, thanks so much.
How are you, man?
Coming on in.
Good to see you.
Great to see you again. Jackie's a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, a solo artist, as well as a one-time member of the Black Crowes, Phil Lesh and Friends, Trigger Hippie, your own super group with Joan Osborne and Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman. You put out two albums, says Trigger Hippie?
One album.
Felt like two. I loved it.
It was a pretty long album, I think. So it might have felt like two, actually.
You guys aren't doing that anymore.
I'm not doing it. I think they're still doing it. I don't really know what their plans are for it, but so I shouldn't speak out of school about it. But I'm not involved anymore, no.
Oh, boy. Great stuff. As a solo artist, you're putting out this brand new EP, Modern Lives Volume 1. We just heard the title track, and I love that. Sort of like sitting on a porch,
yeah,
watching the world go by, right?
From my perspective, it's a real basic folk song. You know, I started writing these. I live in Brooklyn now, and I'm from California, but I live in Brooklyn. And I started writing these songs. Well, that song in particular, I wrote while my wife and I were waiting for an Uber to go to the airport. And it just sort of like, you know, it just sort of spilled out like the first verse and a part of the chorus. And I actually sang it into my iPhone, you know, all these devices and all these, you know, these new things that we have. And then I listened to it on the way to the airport and I finished it. And it was one of those songs that I didn't belabor too. It wasn't, you know what I mean? I didn't like overcook it, and I just said, okay, that one's done. And you know, all the songs on this record are songs that I recorded in my basement. It's like my own basement tapes, I guess.
You self-produced and recorded this EP in your basement studio in Brooklyn, and is your first release under a partnership with Blue Rose Music. Tell us about, well, first recording this in your basement and this partnership with Blue Rose Music. Sure. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's essentially it's an independent label, so it's not that much different in that respect. The difference is the freedom that I have to make the kinds of records that I want to make in the fashion that I want to make them. So, which is, I've always had recording studios at places that I've lived in sort of various capacities and various degrees of sophistication, let's say. And I've always made, as part of my songwriting process, has always been to make recordings of just about everything that I do. And so I sort of, I spent a lot of time, let's put it that way, in my own studio. So part of my thought was that, well, you know, a lot of this, I'm getting better at this recording stuff, and a lot of it is, you know, I like a lot of sounds that I'm making, and so why can't I just put out records that I make myself, you know? And it doesn't mean that I won't go back into big fancy studios and make records with producers and stuff like that, but I see it as two different things. I can be, you know, I can make these homemade DIY handmade records, which I think people, I mean, I know I like that kind of stuff, and I think people really can gravitate towards that, particularly in a world that's everything sort of machined, you know, everything is sort of automated, and I don't know, this is the opposite of that. So this is an EP, this Modern Lives is an EP, but there's two parts to it, and there's a second half that's going to be coming out in the wintertime at some point. So
yeah, freedom is what this partnership really affords you.
It's freedom, yeah.
A lot of freedom.
In the truest sense of the word. I mean, it's also, you know, it's freedom for me to fail as well.
And I want to say, before we go any further, congratulations. We just found out, or I found out, you're going to be a dad.
That's right.
Yeah. You and your wife going to be parents for the very first time.
Very first time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you're going to need that freedom in the future.
Yeah.
You're going to need a lot of sleep in the future, too.
My cool exterior, don't let it fool you. I'm freaking out on the inside.
Modern Lives Volume 1, the first of a two-volume set, you just said. Why not release one album?
Well, two very good reasons. Number one, there was two songs that I wanted to put on it that I wasn't finished with when we announced the release for this. So that's a very good reason. The second is because when I started, there was about, I don't know, 12 or 13 songs, and I started sort of grouping them together. This first group, they're a little bit bluesier. They're a little bit, they just somehow thematically they go together. And then the last bunch, they do tie into the Modern Lives theme, but the way they sound, I think, it, at least in my opinion, is just a little bit different. So I think that when you hear them both, you'll say, oh, okay, yeah, it makes sense as two separate things. But the main thing is that there's a really pretty ballad that I didn't quite have finished in time. So I'm like, and that's what I mean about the freedom. I'm like, nope, instead of pushing back the whole album, I want to put out this as an EP, and then put up the second half the second half to it. So give me time to finish this tune. And I'm finished with it. So
and when is volume two going to be out?
Sometime in the winter. I mean, at this point now, maybe early next year.
Okay.
I mean, you guys will have it. We'll send it. Don't worry, dude. We'll send it to you.
We're live at EXT with Jackie Green. Now, Jackie, on every record you've made, there's at least one song where you're playing everything. This is the first time all the songs are you playing everything. A lot of pressure there. Did you have fun doing that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of work. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of work to do everything completely by yourself. I mean, from engineering to, I mean, and by the way, I should qualify that in saying that I do not consider myself an audio engineer at all. I've gotten better at it over the years. I'm not saying I'm a complete numbskull, but I'm not an expert by any means. My process is I need to set up mics quickly, and I need to get sounds quickly so I can get to performance, because that's, for me, that's where it all happens. So basically I'll set up stations, you know, which is what I call stations. I'll have like all the drums set up, and this is a very small, I mean, my basement is probably no bigger than this room right here, by the way, which
no
is
kidding. Well,
this is probably what
it's large 15? By Brooklyn standards, right?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. It's by Brooklyn standards, it's probably fairly large. So I'm lucky in that regard. To some degree, it's not any different than what I've always done. But on the other hand, it's because the whole record is me playing everything and doing everything myself. That's what makes it different.
Well, Jackie, I would love to hear another new song from the Modern Limes Volume 1. What do you want to play for us here?
Let's do this one called The Captain's Daughter.
Could sleep here on the stair. Who would notice, honey? Who would care? I could sink in deep water for the love of the captain's daughter. Fly me to the moon. Get me out this spinning circus room. You know my blood is getting hotter for the love of the captain's daughter. I'm still but 2 years before the mast. I don't know if I'm gonna last much longer, but her love keeps me alive. It wants me to survive the long, lonely nights out at sea.
That's a beautiful song called The Captain's Daughter from our guest today live at EXT with Jackie Green, The Modern Limes Volume 1, out October 13th, a brand new EP with Volume 2 due out later on the end of the year, beginning of 2018. And I love it. You're going to play another new one in just a little bit for us. What were you like creatively as a kid?
You'd have to ask my mom that. I would say this. I grew up, the house I grew up in had an old beat up piano, and my dad and mom split up when it just sounds like a country song, but it's true. My dad and mom split up when I was a kid, and he left behind his acoustic guitar. it's true. And so I had that acoustic guitar and I had this old beat up piano. So like sort of simultaneously, I was, you know, sort of figuring out how to play piano. I was just a little kid, you know, figuring out how to play. I don't know, maybe I was 10 or something. I don't know. Figuring out a little bit of the guitar. And I just kept doing it. I took piano lessons for a little while. Took guitar lessons for about 2 months. And then just sort of, you know, by the time I got into high school, I could just sort of, you know, get my way around the keyboard and get my way around the fretboard. And And then I started taking it real seriously about my senior year in high school. I think it was probably was. I started really getting into music. And then after that, I did a little junior college, and I started writing songs about that time. And then the next thing I knew, I was playing in biker bars in these horrible places.
But loving every minute of it.
Yeah, I should say that. Loving it. The thing about bikers is that, you know, I was probably 18 when I started playing. I'm from Sacramento. When I started playing at this really dingy bar, biker bar. And the thing about bikers is they love musicians. So It's like if no one would give, you know, no one would mess with me. Like, and if they did, they would have a talking to by the bikers. So it's like they're, you know, there's something, you know, I felt very protected in that way. But it's sort of funny because I was so underage, you know, even they make me go outside, you know, on breaks and stuff because I wasn't even allowed to be in a bar.
Right.
Anyhow, I did that for a long time and then, well, not that long. And then just started playing gigs. And then next thing I knew, I actually started getting paid for playing gigs. And here I am. And here I am sitting in your office.
Well, so thankful that that piano and acoustic guitar were left behind by your dad. Mm-hmm. You're playing a lot of shows, and a lot of them you're playing with Anders Osborne, this Tourgether show, bunch of shows here. Tell us about that.
That's going to be fun. So Anders and I, we did the same thing earlier this year, and it was very successful. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, the idea was that we would just go out and do acoustic stuff, like I'd play, then he'd play. But we were like, no, why don't we just do the whole thing together? Just get on stage together and just sort of, you know, tell stories and screw around and play on each other's songs. You can play on my songs, I'll play on yours. And we'll just throw it back and forth the whole night. And as it turns out, that was the way to go because people had a great time. We had a great time.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And you know, there's moments that just wouldn't have happened otherwise, you know. So, and we're like, oh, well, let's just, when we did that back in the winter earlier this year, and we're like, as soon as we got done with that tour, it was pretty short, it was 2 weeks. We're like, let's do a longer one this fall.
And, so you're doing a whole stretch of shows this fall.
It's if it's anything like that earlier this year, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's fun. It's fun. I don't know what else to say about it.
I don't think you need to say anything more about it.
Yeah.
Now, when you write songs, some of the songs are written on an acoustic guitar. Some are written on a banjo or maybe another instrument that you don't normally play. And that's the case for this next song you want to play for us here. You mentioned that you started writing this song on a banjo.
I've actually had this one for a little while, and I've tossed it around. I think I started it on a banjo, and then I sort of figured it's actually a really simple song. It's not hard to figure out. It's only like two or three chords, the whole song. And I sort of go for a vibe, you know. It's not so much for me about like how complicated the song is. It's just it's all about what kind of feeling I can get out of it. So the banjo, it was like when I ended up making a recording of it, it was like, well, you guys will hear it when the record comes out, but it's like, it's kind of a cool combination of hand drums, banjo, drum machine, bass guitar, and like this raggedy old piano and a dobro. So
wow.
So that's it. But today I have an acoustic guitar, which I don't think is anywhere on the actual recording. So
it's going to be a little different for us here today. Jackie, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us here today. The Modern Lives Volume 1 is Jackie's brand new EP. It is out October 13th on Blue Rose Music. JackieGreen.com is the website to keep up with him and the tour with Anders Osborne and that brand new EP. Looking forward to the new one. And congratulations again to you and your wife.
Thank you.
Here's Tupelo live at EXT with Jackie Greene.
Told him about the gambler. Someone told him how the money flow. Someone told him about the midnight creeper. Someone told him about Tupelo. Someone told them about the women. Someone told them about the things they know. I bet nobody ever told him about the devil down in Tupelo. Tupelo, Tupelo. I ain't going down there no more. Tupelo, Tupelo. I ain't going down to Tupelo. Someone told him about the cocaine. Someone told him about that powdered snow. Someone told him you can drink fine liquor, find a friend down in Tupelo. Someone told him about the bright lights. Someone told him about the cheap peep show. I bet nobody ever told him about the hard times in Tupelo. Tupelo, Tupelo. I ain't going down there no more. Tupelo, Tupelo. To Tupelo. It ain't fair, you can moan all you like, but the devil don't care. You can run away, but the devil knows you'll be back someday. It ain't none of my business. Son, I hate to see you fall so low. I'm only trying to give fair warning about the devil down in Tupelo. Tupelo, Tupelo. I ain't going down there no more. Tupelo, Tupelo. I ain't going down to Tupelo.
Hey, I'm Jackie Green. This is listener-supported 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.